With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. 1 week out from Election Day, President Biden has been absent from the Kamala Harris campaign. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Weeks ago, the White House said the president would be active in campaigning for his vice president. But the Harris campaign has not invited Mr. Biden to participate in the home stretch of the race. According to the Free Beacon, the Harris team views the 81-year-old president as a political liability. For her part, the vice president has emphasized that her presidency would not be a continuation of Joe Biden's presidency. Greg Clugston, Washington.
As the election nears, Nebraska uses a unique method to find election workers. It drafts them.
Nebraska is the only state in the nation to require residents to help run elections through a draft. Anyone who ignores a summons could be charged with a criminal misdemeanor and fined up to $100. The only way to get out of the draft is to get off the voter registration rolls. The drafted election workers get paid $12 an hour for their service. So far, only two of the state's most populous counties use the draft. That's because they need thousands of workers. Douglas County's election commissioner says finding all that help, especially at a time when election workers face threats and safety concerns, can be a challenge. I'm Julie Walker.
Multiple gunshots have been reported at the Four Seasons Hotel in Atlanta. Police say an armed person is in custody. Atlanta Police Department and SWAT arrived at the hotel Tuesday around 2:30 p.m. to investigate the barricaded person in Atlanta's Midtown neighborhood. On Wall Street, a mixed day as the Dow was down by 154 points. The Nasdaq rose 145. The S&P 500 advanced 9. This is SRN News. Do you trust your pastor?
Sounds like an unusual question, but Lifeway Research has been asking it, and the good news is that the vast majority of Protestants who attend church, 92%, say yes, they do trust their pastor. The Lifeway poll goes on to reveal that men are more likely than women to completely trust their pastor, 93% versus 89%. Churchgoers with evangelical beliefs are also more likely than those without such beliefs to be trusting. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The San Jose State University women's volleyball team finds itself at the center of a storm around transgenderism as it makes a run toward a conference title. Former President Trump and other politicians have mentioned the team in their campaign speeches. Last week, the University of Nevada, Reno became the fifth team to cancel a game against the Spartans, who have a man on their squad. They vow not to participate in any match that advances injustice against female athletes. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Rising technology stocks sent the Nasdaq Composite to a record. The trading was mixed along the rest of Wall Street. The S&P 500 rose 0.2%, even though the majority of stocks in the index fell. Gains for Microsoft, Meta Platforms, and other influential big tech stocks helped lift indexes, including the 0.8% gain for the Nasdaq that led it to the top of its own record set in July. The Dow Jones Industrial fell 0.4%. Home builders and Ford Motor dropped to some of the sharpest losses following the latest profit reports. The Dow was down 154 points to 42,233. The Nasdaq gained 145 to 18,712. The S&P 500 gained 9 points to 5832. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.